$1 cash back.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. Pitt State is having a summer camp this week. Julio Flores reports.
Nature Camp is the yearly five-day camp running through today for children first through third grade. During Nature Camp, the campers get to learn about different aspects of nature with a new theme each day. Delia Lester, the director of Nature Camp.
The kids have been able to learn about tracking, anything related that gets them outside and gets them excited about animals is the goal here.
Sound courtesy of KOAM. For the Kansas Information Network, I'm Julio Flores.
It's called the Middle Mile Partnership, and the federal government is giving Kansas almost $43 million to improve internet speeds around the state. Kansas officials say the money will expand high-speed internet to remote and underserved towns. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
The latest world agricultural supply and demand estimate from the Department of Agriculture projects a record corn crop along with increased soybean production.
87.5 million acres of soybeans projected. Yields are projected at 52 bushels per acre. This puts us at about 4.5 billion bushels.
Bernd Nelson is a Farm Bureau economist who says wheat production is also estimated slightly higher than last year.
Planted acres for wheat came in at 49.9 million acres. The projected yield would generate wheat production of about 1.6 billion bushels.
The WASDE report, as it's called, sets the tone for the growing season.
This WASDE report has a lot of weight being carried in the global market.
Learn more at fb.org/marketintel and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Good evening, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy on the corner of State and Main in Norton. Governor Kelly joined a group of governors in calling on Congress to protect and increase federal investment in child care in the upcoming fiscal year 2024 budget. Alongside governors from nine states, they sent a letter to congressional leaders urging them to provide the resources child care centers need to stay open and retain workers. Governor Kelly said here in Kansas, they are working to make it possible for every Kansas family to find an affordable option for child care. However, they can't do it alone. And that's why she joined fellow governors in urging Congress to make critical investments to support families and grow the workforce. Congress supplied one-time funding to aid child care during the pandemic, but the need for child care funding remains as important as ever. In Kansas, a lack of child care options hurts economic and workforce development, as 6% of Kansans who don't work say it's because they cannot find affordable child care. According to a recent report, the average cost for a toddler in center-based child care in Kansas costs the median two-parent household 8% of its income and the median one-parent household 26% of its income. Kansas has invested in child care as a vital component of workforce and economic development success. In 2022, Governor Kelly signed House Bill 2237, which is a bipartisan bill that expands child care tax credits that provide child care to employees, and announced $53 million in appreciation bonuses for eligible child care staff at licensed facilities. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks opened Ellis City Lake to public fishing salvage in September 2022 due to concerns surrounding low water levels, and the public salvage liberalized methods by which fish could be taken and removed all applicable length and krill limits. Currently, increased water level and improved inflow prospects have negated the utility of the public fish salvage at Ellis City Lake, so the public salvage order will be rescinded along with removal of on-site salvage order signage. The following conditions will result from termination of the public fish salvage order. Legal fishing equipment for each angler will consist of up to two rods, three with a three-pole permit, with no more than two baited hooks, single or treble, or artificial lures per line. And if two artificial lures are used, the fishing line shall not exceed six hooks. Fish harvest will be regulated by harvest regulations posted on informational kiosks present at the lake, and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks will resume fish sampling activities and fish stocking at the discretion of the district fisheries biologist. For more information, you can contact Dave Spalsbury, the district fisheries biologist, at 785-726-3212. A reconstruction project on a portion of U.S. 36 in Phillipsburg is expected to begin Wednesday, June 21st. The project will involve the removal and replacement of the pavement on U.S. 36, or State Street, between 5th Street and 8th Street. The eastbound lanes will be constructed first, with traffic shifted head-to-head in the westbound lanes, and construction of the westbound lanes will begin upon completion of the eastbound portion. An 11-foot width restriction will be in effect for the duration of the project. This construction is expected to be completed in October, conditions permitting. Smoky Hill of Salina is the primary contractor with a total contract cost of $1.2 million. The project is part of the Kansas Department of Transportation's City Connecting Link Improvement Program, which helps cities maintain, repair, and improve highway routes that are located within city limits. For more information, you can contact Phillipsburg Director of Public Works, Tim Driggs, at 785-543-5234, or the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Dan Moore, at 785-302-6200. I'll be back with more in just a moment. In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community. According to the unofficial minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of Education for Unified School District 211 that was held on June 12th at 7 p.m., the regular meeting of the Board of Education for USD 211 was called to order at the Alice Tweet Center by President Jennifer Miller, and five members were present, so quorum was declared. Superintendent Corey Roy discussed a family-friendly workplace environment survey that was given to the staff of US 211 in the fall of 2022. Items from the survey were ranked on importance to staff and how USD 211 handled those items. The three top items brought up were a breastfeeding room for new mothers and infants in each building, family fun events, and assistance for mental health to staff and students. Superintendent Roy agreed that these three things are important, and he's working on implementing them throughout the district. USD 211 will also be participating in Match Day on June 28th. Superintendent Roy asked the board for permission to start an endowment for USD 211, explaining that this endowment would go to cover costs of things that come up throughout the future, such as educational extracurricular activities, curriculum and program support, classroom equipment, facility improvement, and many other things that might help make improvements to the district. The Board of Education gave unanimous approval to start an endowment fund after Match Day. Deputy Ryan Blecka was present with his canine partner, Jada. Deputy Blecka and Jada presented on what bringing a canine drug dog into the Norton Community Schools would look like and the benefits it would bring, such as keeping drugs out of the school. And the board agreed that this would be a great asset for USD 211. Deputy Blecka also talked about a program called Adopt-A-Cop, where a cop would be assigned to a school to get to know the kids and be there to humanize law enforcement to children. He was part of this program when he was an officer in Hayes, and he said it was beneficial to him and the students at the school. The Board of Education agreed that this program would also be a great asset to USD 211. No meal price decisions were made at the meeting. However, kindergartners will no longer be charged the annual snack milk fee starting in the 2023-2024 school year. Superintendent Roy then recommended to the board not to change the price of textbook fees for the 2023-2024 school year. Ryan Katz motioned and John Granberry seconded a motion to keep the textbook fees the same for the 2023-2024 school year, and the motion passed 6-0. Superintendent Roy went over the student accident insurance renewal information that Aaron Hale with Iron Insurance Partners sent over and stated that there will be no price or coverage change for the 2023-2024 school year. John Granberry then motioned and Dina Winty seconded to approve the renewal of the student accident insurance through Iron Insurance Partners for the 2023-2024 school year. Bobby Murray shared the updates to the Eisenhower Elementary School employee and student handbooks. Troy Kieswetter reviewed the changes to the 23-24 Norton Community High School student handbook. And Bill Johnson reviewed the Norton Junior High School handbook. The adoption of the handbooks will be considered at the July meeting. After an executive session to discuss personnel job assignments pursuant to the personnel exception under KOMA, a motion was made by Dina Wente and seconded by Ryan Katz to approve the nomination of Morgan Wagner for the Eisenhower Elementary School Secretary and Brooke Jensen for 5th and 6th grade at-risk tutor. The motion passed 6-0. A motion was made by Dina Wente and seconded by John Granberry to accept the resignation of Alan Schuckman from the high school cafeteria, and the motion passed 6-0. A motion was made to allow the superintendent and or treasurer to pay the 2022-2023 year-end bills as received on or before July 1, 2023, and Jamie Amlong motioned to allow the superintendent and or treasurer to pay the 2022-2023 year-end bills as received on or before July 1, 2023, and transfer any year-end funds according to state statute and or KSDE guidelines. Sean Katz seconded the motion, and the motion passed 6-0. President Miller then adjourned the meeting at 8:37 p.m. Funeral services for Mary Earhart, 88, of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, Saturday, June 17th, at the Plummer Gopper Funeral Home, and burial will follow at the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 1 to 7 p.m. today, Friday, June 16th, with the family greeting friends from 5 to 7 p.m. at the funeral home. Memorial contributions may be made to the Ambie Home of Norton and sent in care of Plummer Gopper Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Moffitt Drug, where you can go and get your family's prescriptions synchronized. You can find out how at Moffitt Drug in Norton.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Royals are back in action and will try and snap their 9-game losing streak as they take on the Los Angeles Angels this evening from Kauffman Stadium. The Royals dropped 2 of 3 to the Angels when the teams met back in April out in L.A. The Royals will send Pretty Singer to the mound tonight to kick off the series. On the year, Singer is 4-5 with a 6.58 ERA and 13 starts for the Royals. Singer took on the Baltimore Orioles in his last start and struggled slightly. Singer went just 4-3 innings against Baltimore and allowed 4 runs on 6 hits. He also walked 3 batters en route to the loss. Singer will be posed by Patrick Sandoval for the Angels. Sandoval is 3-6 with a 4.52 ERA and 12 starts for the Angels on the year. Sandoval took on the Seattle Mariners in his last start and had issues. Sandoval went 5 innings against Seattle and allowed 5 runs on 10 hits. He strike out 8 and walk none, but he did take the loss. First pitch for the Royals and Angels is set for 7:10 p.m. from Kauffman Stadium. KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor.
Are you in the market for a new compact utility tractor but worried about the cost? For a limited time, Prairie Land Partners is offering 0% interest for 72 months on select John Deere compact utility tractors. That's right, you can buy the tractor you need right now without worrying about high interest rates and take advantage of low monthly payments. Don't wait. Stop by or visit PrairieLandPartners.com. Offer ends June 30, 2023. Some restrictions apply. See PLP for details.
Prairie Land Partners.
I taught for 20 years until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and...
Here's a closing look at the markets on the Kansas Information Network. I'm Greg Akagi. Well, we had, well, I would consider a fairly quiet day at Wall Street overall. It was an up and down day, but a late rally finished the Dow higher on the day, and the NASDAQ, though, lower throughout most of the day, and the benchmark S&P 500 also lower throughout most of the day. The Dow on Friday closed up 76.65 at 32,803.47. The NASDAQ is down 63 points at 12,657.55, and the S&P 500 down 6.75 points
at 41.45.19. Stocks of interest, AT&T up 8 at 18.35. Bank of America up 56 at 33.96. Boeing down $1.46 at 165.04. Capital Federal down 4 at 9.70. ConocoPhillips up 2.97 at 92.85. Colgate-Palmolive down 46 at 80.43. Deere & Company up 93 at 343.31. Goodyear up 66 at 13.23. Kroger up 55 at 47.25. McDonald's down $1.41 at 259.23. PepsiCo down $1.32 at 174.55. Target down 43 at 166.13. T-Mobile US up 77 at 144.56. United Health Group up 131 at 535.06. And Walmart was up $1.01 at 126.58. And that is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Today, we'll also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-898-6155. That's 800-898-6155. What do you have to lose? Call 800-898-6155. Again, 800-898-6155.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? The stress from excessive credit card debt can ruin your life. Collection calls, sleepless nights. If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLew is here for you. DebtLew uses secret programs that most credit card companies won't tell you about. They'll help you consolidate or settle your debts for a fraction of what you owe. With DebtLew's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved. There's no risk. The more you owe, the more DebtLew can save you. See how easy it is to get started with free information. Let DebtLew show you how 10 minutes could save you thousands. Call now, 800-200-6895. That's 800-200-6895.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLew are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now, 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You know, couple celebrating their anniversary anytime this week, be sure and call it in on Party Line for a chance to win a wonderful gift from Click Your Heels Travel of Norton and Garden Gate, etc.
We'll be right back.
prolific songwriter, flamboyant performer, Grammy and Academy Award winner. Sold more than 300 million records, had 58 top 40 hits, and 7 consecutive number one albums. The Rocket Man, Captain Fantastic, The Madman. This weekend, we're celebrating the music of Sir Elton John on the Rocket Man Weekend.
Thanks for listening to KQNK AM and FM.
Small town, taught to fear Jesus in a small town.